You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We're talking about the health benefits of physical activity in toddlers and the health benefits it has in the future for them. So basically, obesity has become a big issue in New Zealand, as our country is currently ranked as the third obese country in the world. Researchers at Otago University have found out physical activity for toddlers can have positive outcomes, not just within obesity, but weight loss, but other aspects of development as well. One of those researchers, Dr. Kim Meredith-Jones, kindly gave up some of her personal time with her toddler this morning to have a chat about this topic, and she was able to enlighten me on all positives of physical activity for preschoolers.
Well, the benefits are numerous, actually. Cognitive development, fine motor development, physical activity patterns later in life, adiposity. So, yeah, the benefits are numerous. Bone health, so I probably couldn't define one specific thing, but I think they're numerous, and I think most people know that being physically active is important across the lifespan.
So do you think that when these preschoolers are in the space of doing physical activity, when they get older, do you think they're less likely to be lazy?
Well, there is some suggestion that behaviors that you perform earlier on in life track throughout the lifespan. So if you start developing physically active lifestyle early on, that you're more likely to continue being physically active throughout your life. So there is some suggestion that if you encourage an active life early on and you get your kids out and doing activity really early in their life, that they're more likely to keep doing that and into adulthood.
So this is going to be a carry-on aspect where early on in their life they get introduced to a more physical lifestyle. They'll be more active in that way?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So it tends to be that children who are really active when they're younger, they can continue to be active throughout their life.
So when we look at it, the current situation now is in New Zealand, we've got 1 in 8 children in primary schools. They're currently considered as obese. Do you feel that if this was implemented into the education system for preschoolers, do you think that number's going to drop?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot that goes into the obesity rate in children in New Zealand. So whether or not it is specifically just around physical activity, I don't think that we can say that. It's very multifactorial. So there's diet issues, there's the whole, sugar industry in New Zealand. I don't think that physical activity and being physically active at such a young age is the absolute answer for the childhood obesity epidemic.
So how is physical activity important and how is it good for preschoolers then?
I think it's good for preschoolers on a number of levels. One of them is cognitive ability and one of them is being obese later on in life. One of them is bone health, motor development. So there's lots of different reasons for being physically active. I don't think it can just be about your weight level later on in life. I don't think it's just about that. It's about a whole wide range, the whole person. So it's not just about the weight status of the child.
So do you feel when you talk about the whole wide range, obviously it is their standard health, but do you feel that this could improve things like mental health and all that sort of thing in our current society?
Yeah, I think that we already know that being physically active does improve mental health. So that's the whole point really is that I don't think we can just focus on physical activity being good for the weight status of the child. I think that we know that lots of other things go into that, specifically diet for one thing. So when we look at physical activity and we say we want kids to be more physically active, everybody always says, oh, we want them to be more physically active because that's going to affect their weight. But the reality is that it's a benefit to a lot of other things as well, not just weight. And one of them is mental health. So I think we need to be a little bit more broader on our focus.
So how does physical activity relate to their cognitive development and their sort of intelligence in that way?
Well, I don't think we know enough about that, to be honest. We know that there's a relationship between kids that are really active and their motor skills, their fine motor skills, and their cognitive ability, but I don't know that we know the actual mechanisms behind that.
Just a generalized question, but you did mention last night in email that you had a toddler. Do you apply any form of physical activity for your young child or not really?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a boy. He's inherently very active. He spends a lot of time outside and he gets at least a couple of hours of activity outdoors every single day. It's a benefit to me because he sleeps well when he gets activity. So I think in general, I think most parents do give their children access to being physically active. So I think that this isn't really rocket science that we try and help our kids be active, but I think we didn't have a lot of information in children younger than 3 before, so that's where this research is sort of focused.
Just moving on from that, if this was going to be a thing in our education system, how do you think this will be implemented into our system for preschoolers?
Well, I'm not sure, to be honest. I don't know that much about the early childhood education system in New Zealand. But I guess the suggestion is just to try and encourage children to be more physically active. One of the ways to do that is to increase their time outdoors. We know that kids that spend more time outdoors are more physically active than kids that spend more time indoors. Making sure that we keep track of how much sedentary time they have, so how much time they're sitting in one place, how much time they're doing screen-based activities, so trying to reduce those sorts of things. But just in general, encouraging active play and then trying to find things that children enjoy that is physically active.
So just going into that, we're moving into a technology-based society nowadays. So I was just wondering, do you think technology could play a part in helping young preschoolers and obviously young toddlers as well, pushing for their active play?
I think that children are going to be exposed to screens throughout their life. That's something that we're not going to get away from. And I don't actually think that encouraging screen-based activities is a way to help kids be more physically active. I think the majority of screen-based activities are going to be sedentary in nature, and if we can reduce the amount of time they're exposed to screens, I think that will increase their physical activity rather than just trying to increase their activity through screen-based stuff. I don't actually think that's of any benefit.
So there's all these programs coming out of sports coaching for young preschoolers. I used to work at one myself. Do you think that those sort of programs are really, really beneficial for preschoolers in the whole active sense of being active and getting out there and increasing their play outside?
Well, I think if they're introduced in such a way that just encourages children to enjoy the activities, and I think that they can be of benefit, absolutely. But I don't know that much about them to say for sure whether or not they do that. So I think if you're pushing preschoolers to be overly good at one activity, then you might be narrowing their viewpoint on what's out there. So I'm not sure. I think if you are doing it in such a way that they're enjoying it, then that can only be of a benefit.
Do you feel that with children being introduced to physical activity, it's going to benefit them later on in life, being active, being smarter? Do you feel that this is going to be a new look on New Zealand society, away from this whole stat of 1 in 8 children being obese? Do you feel that's one that's going to drop, and two, we're going to look at a new healthier generation?
Well, I'd like to think that this next generation is going to be a healthier generation. I don't think that just focusing on physical activity is going to be the answer to that. I think we know that childhood obesity epidemic is multifactorial, so I think we have to look at the whole picture rather than just focusing on one element of that.
Is there any further comment you want to make on physical activity and applying it to preschoolers?
Well, I think we need to know more about how physically active children are at an earlier age range. I mean, we know we're getting more and more research in the preschooler age range, but we don't know that much about infants. We don't know that much about toddlers. And I think the more in research that we have in this area, the bigger benefit it's going to be.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.